recordings from 1990 of my talks with Magic Johnson, Pat Riley, Michael Thompson, and other Lakers figures. Long-forgotten interviews, never before transcribed, that became a rich contribution to this effort. I first began writing about the Lakers in 1988, and in the time since have produced several books that told the story of the team in one fashion or another. In so doing, I was afforded opportunities to do classic interviews with so many key figures, from George Mikan and the early Lakers to a variety of personalities involved with the Showtime era, including Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West, James Worthy, Michael Cooper, and others, a number of whom, Jerry Buss, Jack Kent Cook, Chick Hearn, Bill Sharman, and others, are now since departed. In producing this biography, I leaned heavily at times on those classic interviews and my earlier writings and research. In the end, I have relied on everything I can bring together in attempting to tell this most unusual story of Magic, the tall boy who dared to dribble. Prologue. The fear comes with the moment. How does a man that size move that fast, with that high dribble, twisting one way, then the other, selling each turn so completely? You can watch it all you want on videotape without finding a clue or even a dab of solace. It always seems to come to that instant where he'll look you dead in your eye, a suddenly fixed gaze, a quizzical expression that sends the jolt of panic. What next? Then there it is, the blinding, truth-telling flash, when he's all perfectly downhill on helpless you. You who have retreated in that noble effort to somehow do what the voice always tells you. Stay in front of him. And then it happens. His whole face blows up. Cheeks full of air, the gaze finally completely narrowed on you. Merciless as he almost nonchalantly flips the ball over his shoulder to the trailer coming directly behind him. How in the hell did he see that? And the dunk rains down on you the cold realization that he has put you just where you don't want to be. That there are witnesses and no place to hide. And you're thinking, motherfucker, where are the cameras? There's going to be evidence. Meanwhile, there's Lakers broadcast legend Chick Hearn jumping on the pile of your misery and talking radio trash about it to the known world. God and all his apostles could not have stopped that move. All you have to do is inhabit that moment once, and if you somehow manage to miss it before, you now understand the nickname so fully and completely that all questions are smashed. Magic. Irvin Johnson is prancing legs high on the break in one of his fancy, legendary, over-the-top summer all-star charity contests at UCLA's Pauley Pavilion. And he's got Larry Bird on the wing to his right, blonde hair flying, running and straining to fill the lane like it's game five. Suddenly, at full speed, what now looks like a 6'9", two-legged tarantula, a blur of impossibly long and lean, Johnson uncorks a high, right-handed hesitation dribble, all while looking off poor Larry, which helps to open a gap to cross the ball over and dive left into the retreating crowd at the basket, just as Larry begins to converge from the right, hands up, thinking he just might dunk it. As Johnson rises up in the lane, knee lifted high, he flips the ball to his right hand to give one final tease of a look to Larry that freezes every defender in the process, then flips the ball back to his left to sort of finish a double clutch in the paint, an assist to himself!